Hey, welcome back to Faith to Impact and Income. It's your host, Dustin Hill. Thank you so much for tuning into this. I'm really excited to be able to dive into this long-term thing and why it's important. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And we'll just dive right in is, you know, the importance of focusing on the long-term and how that's always going to win. And I truly believe that. And that's something that I've learned a lot about. And just, I feel like finally understood this principle and finally like living it now. I feel like for the last, 10 years for me, it's been a lot of hustle. And I think that's something that a lot of other entrepreneurs portray is that you got to hustle. You got to hustle. I mean, even Tony Robbins, who a lot of people look to in business, he talks about like, I remember he did some interview and he, talking to people about building a business or something like that. And they would go to work and then they'd get home and then they're like, I just don't have any time, right? Because like I'm doing that and then I get home and I got to eat and do different and I got to go to bed. He's like, well, what about the other 8 hours that you have? And people are kind of like, what? Like, that's kind of crazy. And I mean, to be honest, I think he was even talking about like not having a lot of sleep. Like, you don't need a ton of sleep. Like, don't sleep as much and, go through. And so, and I'm not, I think that he believes in sleep and all that. But what was interesting is it just seemed like it was all just about a hustle. It's like, no, you just got to put in like a lot more time. And, and I think that that's something that I've noticed from the people that I really admire in business is they don't portray a hustle mindset, right? They're not like, okay, you just got to like put in 80 hours a week and then you'll finally get to where you want to go. And to be honest, if you are in like in my situation where you are working a 9-to-5 and you're building a business at the same time, that can be challenging. There's challenges there. And in my mind, there's really kind of two different ways to do it. Number one, you can save up and then quit your job, right? Because then you would have that just full time to be able to work on your business, or you can build up your business while you're working. But then that means you don't have nearly as much time to work on your business, right? And so, for me though, I really just have felt this like, I just think that there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are like hustle, 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 short-term gains. Like that's what you just got to like focus on and get to that point so that you can leave. And again, like, if that's what you need to do, then do it, right? Like that's totally fine. But to me, I think what's been happening is I've kind of felt this hustle internally for so long and feeling like, oh, I need to like get this off the ground and I need to like do it so quickly and I got to build it all really fast. And, just like finally had this moment of, because I think in the past, it used to just be that if I'm not doing anything on my business, then I'm not like making any progress. I'm not getting any momentum. And that's a big thing for entrepreneurs, right? So we want momentum. We want to be able to continue to push forward and get things done. But like, it's one of those things that I think for me is I just didn't really have a clear goal set. I didn't know exactly, okay, what does that look like? And so over the last year, I've really been trying to work on that and figure out what that looks like. And so I've set some goals and I've done that type of stuff. And I set it in the beginning of the year. I really had some ambitious goals for this year. But as I've kind of started going through and working in it and trying it out, I've really realized that I'm like, when I look at, the company that I work for right now, I'm like, I'm actually very grateful for all the people I get to work with. And I'm grateful for the things that I get to do. And it's honestly a really awesome place to be. And so I'm kind of like wondering, so is it that bad? Is it something I'm like, oh, I just have to leave? And no, because eventually, yes, I do want to be doing my own business full time and I will. And I know that that will happen 100%. But I also am looking at it and saying, you know what? Like, I could hustle and I could get to it where I just try and bring in a bunch of money so then I can just leave. But whereas I'm actually pretty happy where I am right now, that I would prefer to do a more long-term strategy. And I know that that's going to work. And so it's one of those things that sometimes we just have to be patient and go through that. And that's where I've mentioned, doing monthly summits. So I put on a summit once a month where I go live with 4 or 5 different people and just have it set in my schedule. So it's really not a stressful thing, but it's a way that I can continue to provide a ton of value to people, to be able to interact with some amazing speakers. And I can also grow my business at the same time. And so I don't know exactly how long that's going to take. And so, but it's just, to me, it's really shifted. I'm like, I'm going to change how I'm doing things so that it's more of a long-term strategy rather than just a hustle. You just got to get it done right now. So then everything works out, And so again, the people that I admire, I feel like really focus on that. They really focus on not hustling, but on really having faith that, number one, you can do it, faith that God is with them and helping them, but just that also that things will work out, and then when you really look at the long-term strategy and go with that, then things will work out. And so that's what's been really awesome for me, and I really appreciate, you know, the guidance from God and helping me through all of that, because I really do, you know, think that he's been there helping me and guiding me through that so that I can understand this. And so it's just been really helpful, and I feel so much different in that way. And so, you know, Amy and I yesterday, we were talking about, okay, as far as scheduling goes, you know, I'm doing this summit, you know, once a month. And so what time is that going to work? Evenings are not great. You know, we got a lot of things going on and bedtime and things like that. So let's do it in the morning. So we really sat down and figured out, okay, this is the time that would make sense for you to consistently work. And so we talked about that, figured that out. And now it's just, even though, you know, this is only like what, day two or one and a half of this, is that it just feels so much better, because I feel just in a much better state of, okay, I know where we're going and I know the plan and what we're doing. And I know that everything's going to work out, and I'm going to continue to push forth on the long-term strategy and know that things are going to work out. And so some of the details of that, like I mentioned, hey, doing a monthly summit, being able to get in front of more people and to interact with some amazing speakers, build some great relationships, and do that over time, right? 5 people per month, and just continuing to do that. And I'm like, one of the things I'm super excited about that is just all of the people that I'm going to meet. Like, I've already talked to several people that are interested in doing it. So I'm like, yes, this is gonna be so fun. And so it's going to be great to do that. But just as I think through some of the other names that I've been, you know, thinking through of, hey, maybe I could talk to them and get them on at some point. And, you know, one of the, this is less of a, they have less of a business audience, but I would love to talk to the piano guys and see if we can get one of them on. Like, it'd be so fun. There's just so many different people that are out there that, you know, are faith driven, that share their faith and that want to, you know, be involved in this type of stuff. And so I'm so excited to be able to go and do that. So I'm just grateful for all those relationships that I'll build. And if you imagine, okay, 5 per month, it's not like a ton, but at the same time, you know, that's over 50, you know, it's like 60 per year. And so just continuing to do that is going to be super cool. And then all the amazing people that are going to be coming to these summits, it's going to be fun. And what's cool about this too, is it allows me to really focus on building out some other products as well as I go, you know? And so what I'm going to be doing is having essentially a monthly, you know, subscription for those that are interested in getting replays, having private Q&A and things like that on the summits. But then as we go forward, then I'm also going to be looking at, okay, so I have right now coaching, right? Right now it requires sales calls or like a live event or like just a lot going on. And I'm going to restructure that so that it's not so intensive on my time, right? And it doesn't require me to hire, you know, a closer or someone else to get on the phone all the time, which is fine. And that's, you know, but just for me, I just don't really want to go that route right now. And so I'm just thinking through, okay, this is great because I have this summit, you know, work that I can continue to work on every month that will happen. It will be consistent and something I'll love and I'll look forward to doing. And then as we're going, I can start building out some of an automated sales process of, you know, using workshops or other types of events that I can use to be automated and start driving traffic through, you know, whether that's through the membership or through ads, and then continue to do that and fill, you know, the coaching program that I have as well. And so I'm just really excited about doing that. And again, just coming from a place of long-term strategy, knowing where you're going, and just really like having faith that everything's going to work out and not being in this hustle mindset. You know, I think the hustle mindset can be really draining because we just feel like, oh, I got to do this. Oh no, if I don't do this thing, then it's not going to work out. If I don't land this, you know, awesome client, or I don't do this amazing launch or whatever, then things aren't going to work out. But that's just not true. And so when you really have a long-term strategy that you're following and it's just consistent and easy for you to do, then you're going to win because, number one, you'll stick with it, right? Like, that's a really important piece of that, is that you will stick with it, is that it's a long-term thing that you can continue to do, continue to show up, and you know that it's going to work. And if you don't know what's going to work, then you probably should ask some people for help. But if you do, then just go do that thing and just be okay with the timing of what it could be. And so I'm really excited about that. And I know that that's just a really good way to do things, is to really focus on the long-term of where you're going, because short-term gains can be great, but you also can can, you know, burn bridges. You can also, you know, maybe you just like pushed for this one sale, wasn't quite right, but you're like, oh yeah, I need some cash coming in. And so we're going to do that. But it's like, that's not really the right way to do it. And so it's just, to me, it's awesome to be able to look at that, look at the long-term and what do you really want to do? And part of that is for you to decide, what do you want to do? And so if the things that you're doing right now aren't serving you, meaning it's not making you happy and it's not something that you really care about, then you should take a look at that and really figure out, well, how can I restructure this so that it does make sense and is something that I want to do? And what's interesting, as I was, you know, talking to you about this and saying, hey, like, I'm really excited for these monthly summits and I look forward to doing that. I'm excited to build those relationships. And part of me on the inside thought, but wait, Dustin, you can't like love that. Like, you can't just do what you love, right? Like, you can't just choose that, like, oh, I just want to do this. And so I'm going to do that. But you can, right? I mean, the thing is, I know summits work. I know that challenges work. I know that events work. I know that all those things work. And so for me, I'm like, hey, it's actually really fun to get on the phone with people and do an interview. Why not do that live in a summit format and have everyone help promote this event and go, you know, like, it's just, and so it's like, well, why can't I just decide what things I want to do? And so, and you know, my thing too is with this, with my strategy as far as doing these monthly summits, is I could just do that and have a monthly subscription or pay them, you know, like a one-time fee for the recordings and things like that. And I could just do that and go as long as it takes until I have enough that I feel like, okay, hey, I think I could leave. I have a big enough audience. I've got enough revenue coming in every month because of this, then I'm going to go leave. Or, you know, I can, like I mentioned, having the monthly, you know, subscription for the summit and things like that for those replays and private Q&A, and be working on some other projects as well that will grow the business too and allow me to fine tune those different programs that I have and things like that. And so it's just, it's really, really cool because I feel like it gives me so much more power and so much more hope. And I don't feel like I have to do what everyone else is doing necessarily. And I'll definitely need to do another podcast kind of on that, on like, what do you do when other people say, hey, this is what you should do? Maybe they're even your coach, or maybe they're someone that you look up to and they give you some advice and they tell you to do this thing, but you're just not totally sure if that's the right thing. And I'd love to dive into that too, because I think it's really important to look at that. Because even if you have a coach, a good coach should really be there to help you decide what's the best for you. Now, they have a lot of experience. And so, yes, they're going to tell you what they know and give you suggestions. And that's part of the reasons for having a coach. But again, if internally and inside you don't feel like that's the right thing, then you shouldn't do it. You know, you shouldn't do that, because if you do that and you go forward with that, then it's just not going to work and it's not going to serve you. And so for me, really looking at the long term and saying, you know what, like, in the end, I don't really want to be on sales calls every week. And sure, I could hire that out in the future, but I just don't really feel like that's the right thing right now. And so the thing that I do feel like, right, that I know, is I feel like God has been inspiring me to do this podcast. So that's what I know. The other thing is with the monthly summit. Those are the two things that are super clear in my mind that I just feel like this is what I have to do. And so that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to continue to do that. Some of the other things, again, what's cool about this is it allows me to work on the rest of my business and the other programs and the other sales processes and everything like that as I go forward. And that's why I'm really excited to have a more automated, you know, sales process. And maybe I come back and decide, you know what, I'm going to have, you know, automated sales process, but I'm still going to get on the phone, but I'm just going to hire that out. And so, like, we'll just see, you know, but that's the thing that down the road we'll kind of figure out in the next few months and kind of go through that. But I'm just so grateful to have this long-term strategy of doing a monthly summit, doing my podcast, so that I know that I'll continue to grow and continue to impact lives all over the world. And it'll be really fun, you know, in even just a year, to be able to look back on this episode and be like, oh wow, look at that. Like, look what's happened in a year. And having that consistent strategy that I can continue to show up with, continue to do, it's just going to be so much fun. Because that's the other thing for me that I've, with the short term, that's the thing with the short term too, the catch is that you can get distracted and shift gears before you give it enough time. And I've done that way too many times throughout my business, you know, different projects and things that I've done is sometimes I'd have a great path, I'd go forward, but then I wouldn't give it enough time and I wouldn't go forward and continue to do it. And so that's why having a long-term strategy you really feel good about and that you are excited about is super important. That's why I'm just super excited about this. And so it's gonna be a lot of fun. And I know that it's gonna work out in the end. And that's really the confidence that God can give you and that, you know, you can have when you really feel aligned with the thing that you're doing, that if you really feel like that's the right thing, then keep going with that and you'll continue to see success over time. And so thanks so much for tuning in. I hope that you know kind of what your long-term strategy is. And if you don't, I'd love to hear, or either, you know, either way, I'd love to hear what your strategy is. So send me a DM or comment on the video. Make sure you're subscribed as well. And just appreciate you being here, but I'd love to hear from, you know, what is your long-term strategy? And if you don't have, you know, an idea of that, then just, you know, let me know too. I'd love to hear about that. So thanks so much for tuning in again, and please, subscribe, rate, review, all that type of stuff. And we'll talk to you later. See ya.